What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're looking at this attempt to get a shoot. First of all, it's hour number three. And we're looking at this attempt to literally get World War III going for real before Donald Trump can take the White House. They want the war, and they don't want you, the American people, to have anything to say about it on Election Day. If Hillary steals the election, there will be war. If Donald Trump was able to overcome all the election fraud and become the president, they will start the war before he can take office. That's coming. So we're seeing this article out of Sputnik News saying that all normal U.S.-Russian channels of cooperation are effectively frozen. There's no communication going on whatsoever. It's just all this talk about Putin is bad and we've got to do this and we've got to oust him. And we had that neocon out there saying it's time to remove Vladimir Putin. How dare he refuse to run Russia for the benefit of the private central banks? Does he not know the natural order of the universe? So, now, over in Great Britain, Boris Johnson, who I certainly liked over his Brexit comments, he seems to have drunk the Kool-Aid on this whole idea about war with Russia. And he was out there calling for protests at the Russian embassy. It drew a lot of criticism from the former head of MI6, saying that we have to be careful about the safety of diplomatic staff because that could start a cascade of events that nobody wants to deal with. But they needn't have worried because apparently only one person actually showed up for the planned protest at the Russian embassy, which tells us nobody is buying this Russia bad, Russia evil stuff. By the way, a little bit of an unhappy anniversary. It's now been 15 years of war by the United States in Afghanistan. 15 years, longer than World War I and World War II put together, and it is still a hopeless quagmire. Now, remember, back in the 1990s, the Project for the New American Century, and they've got a new name and a new branding now, but it's still the same bunch of people. They were literally talking about an entire century, 100 years of war, to create the new world order under U.S. domination. Of course, Israel has something to say about that. They want the new seat of global government to be in Jerusalem. Turning to the economy, Volkswagen is getting ready to cut 25,000 jobs over the next decade. They apparently have not recovered all that well from some of their scandals. Over in Houston, their economy is starting to head into a decline. The Texans are cutting back. Now, HSBC is issuing warnings of a coming severe stock market crash. But before you start opening up those windows and looking at the pavement, remember, HSBC is a crooked bank. They were the ones who were caught laundering drug money while James Comey was on their board. They got that sweetheart deal from the U.S. Attorney for New York, Loretta Lynch, who was rewarded with promotion to Attorney General. Comey is now head of the FBI. So HSBC, given their high moral standings, may be ready to do a pump and dump. They may be short selling all kinds of stocks. Then they issue a crash warning, the market goes down, and they clean up. It's hard to find anybody on Wall Street who's doing business ethically, morally, legally. They're literally surviving on fraud. Now, over in the European Union, Schengen is pretty much over and done with. EU officials are establishing a new border force. The borders are going back up on the 28 nations in the bloc. 26 of the nations have already suspended passport-free travel. When you go from one country in Europe to another, you have to show your papers. Your papers, please. All your papers are not in order. Take them away. And so what the poor people of Europe have right now is all the downside of the European Union, a tyrannical dictatorship in Brussels that is unelectable, unimpeachable, slavery to the European Central Bank, and all the things that they were told the EU was going to be, an open trading area, open, single, contiguous freedom of motion thing. All that's gone. All the good things the Europeans thought they were getting when they joined the EU, they're all gone. Now, up in Sweden, very ugly story. Apparently, there was a woman in a wheelchair. She's in her 30s. And she had asked to use the toilet at an asylum center after sharing a taxi with one of the residents. And she went in, and when she was done with the restroom, she was attacked by seven of these migrants who proceeded to rape her continuously for several hours. The migrants who were arrested were released because the prosecutors, who are very much on board this bring in the refugees and distort all of our nationality, came up with the idea that this victim, disabled woman in a wheelchair, didn't do enough to fight off her attackers, therefore it's kind of her fault. I thought this blame the rape victim thing went out in the 1990s. But I mean, that's part of the New World Order, to just blur all the populations of Earth together so we forget who we are, and that makes us easier to control. And this is the price the people of Europe are paying for the open borders. Except the borders aren't open for them anymore. They got to show passports. The refugees, they come on in unimpeded and start attacking the women. And that's a small price to pay for the New World Order and a global community where we're all going to sit around the fire and hug each other and sing Kumbaya. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about immigration, globalism, the New World Order. Interestingly enough, over in Spain, they have been without a national government for 280 days. And the Spanish people think it's the greatest thing to have happened to the country since its 40-year-old democracy began. In the words of a language teacher, Felix Pastor, no government, no thieves. I think that's eloquent. It's going to go in the quotes file. Now, you need to remember, Belgium was without a federal government for 589 days with the same result. They loved it. They had freedom. They weren't being plundered and pillaged by the government. I think it's time we gave that a try here. I think it's time that we go back to being a confederation of states, and the states have the authority, and we don't really need that central federal government. Actually, what we really need is a cash for clunkers program for the federal government, where we take our old, bloated, useless, inefficient government, we take it over to the trash yard, put it in that little machine, and it crunches it down to a coffee table. And then we're all given a check for $50,000 with which to go out and buy a new, smaller, more economical government. I think that would be a really, really good idea, don't you? Over in the Chad Republic, they just hit ExxonMobil with a $74 billion fine. And the court hit them with a fine following a complaint from the Ministry of Finance that the consortium led by Exxon had basically been ignoring their tax obligations and the payment of royalty fees. And they add the punitive damages on top of that, and it came to $74 billion. That's seven times the entire annual gross domestic product of the entire Chad Republic. That would be like ordering a U.S. court ordering a U.S. company to pay over $100 trillion in a fine, which is a really good way to erase the national debt, I think. Now, there's a very revealing article on whatreallyhappened.com, and it has to do with the corporate media, which even Trump and Fox News are saying it's the corporate media. It's not mainstream anymore. It's just the corporate media. So there's this article, and it appeared in Zero Hedge, Liars for Hire, and it's basically a story, it's a second person story about somebody who literally went to work for one of the corporate-owned online presences, and learned very, very quickly that it's all about propaganda. And so we're not exaggerating when we say they're all prostitutes and correspondents in the corporate media. They are paid to lie. They're literally for sale. And it's a good article to read talking about this guy's experiences. Now, CNN has denounced Donald Trump for endangering reporters' lives, for not denouncing the crowd of supporters chanting CNN sucks, which they do. But Donald Trump is not endangering the reporters' lives. CNN is, by ordering them to go on out blatantly lying to support Hillary Clinton. Yeah, their personal safety is at risk, and Donald Trump had nothing to do with it. And if you work for that corporate media, you need to understand the danger you are in, because the American people are fed up with the corporate media lying, twisting things, spinning, selling us stuff we don't want, don't need, pushing us toward war. And when it breaks through into violence, yes, those representatives of the corporate media are going to be in serious, serious danger. But Donald Trump didn't do it. CNN did it. ABC did it. CBS did it. NBC did it. Fox News is doing it. Bloomberg is doing it. They don't care about your individual lives. I mean, how hard is it to get somebody who can type up a good story real quickly for close to minimum wage? Okay, let's see. Let me send a message to our hardworking, overworked, underpaid control room technician. Now, then, there was a lawsuit that was seeking, under the Freedom of Information Act, to get the list of graduates from the U.S. School of the Americas. Now, a lot of people who've been observing this very closely say it's really the school of dictators or the school of assassins, because the U.S. needs some place to train the puppet rulers that they're going to insert into these conquered countries. And this is where it's being done. Now, in the past, the names of the graduates were known, and inevitably they traced to high government officials in places like Chile under Pinochet or Iran under the Shah. And so they stopped releasing those names because it was an embarrassment. It was exposing the degree to which the U.S. government is, in fact, engaged in this campaign of regime change and overthrow for the benefit of American corporations. Unfortunately, the U.S. Court of Appeals has just ruled that the Pentagon does not have to reveal those names. It's none of the American people's business that the U.S. government is training some of the worst dictators in the world. Okay, the tantrum people have just come back. You know something? I'm not taking this personal, but if they're attacking the independent media this hard, it tells me something really bad is about to break. Bad for Hillary. I have a feeling something's about to come on out, and they're just... It feels like panic to me. It just feels like panic to me. Now then. Another judge has ruled that former CIA officers can be questioned in the torture case. This was brought by the ACLU. And basically, the judge came on out and said, in order to maintain civilian control over what's going on, the judicial system has to be allowed to handle claims of CIA torture and other war crimes, including when those claims involve high-level government officials. So I'll bet you that judge is going to have a fishing accident real soon. Down in Houston, there's a big stink down there where apparently one of the operators of the 9/11 phone system was caught intentionally hanging up on callers during emergencies because she wasn't in the mood to help at that moment. I mean, come on. If you're a 911 operator, I mean, you're not there for the money. You're there because you genuinely want to help people. Why else would you take that job? Now, there's another story on Blacklisted News how a facial recognition mismatch can ruin your life. And they're talking about this guy who was accused of being a bank robber on the basis of one of those security videos, which are always blurry. They're low resolution. The bank robber was wearing a hat at the time. And the police said, yeah, we think it's this guy. And they did a SWAT team raid on him, broke two of his teeth, put him in jail. And he had proof that he was in some other part of the state at the time doing his job. So they had to let him out, and then they came on back with an FBI facial recognition expert who said, oh, no, that's absolutely the guy. That's one of the dangerous things about a corrupted government. They have to be right no matter how wrong they are. And we see that time and time again. We're seeing with Obamacare. It doesn't matter how much it fails, even to the point where Bill Clinton said it was broken. They're just going to pour more and more money at it and declare it to be a success. And if you don't believe Obamacare is a success, well, then you're just being a hater. You're just proving how much you hate Obama because he's black. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone line. So if there's something you want to share with us, now would be a good time to call on in. As you know, Samsung has had a major embarrassment with their Samsung Galaxy Note 7. A problem with exploding batteries. They've replaced a lot of phones. Some of the replacement phones have exploded. They've now suspended all production of the Galaxy Note 7. They've done a complete recall. They've even gone so far as to send customers fireproof boxes in which to return the phones. Now, interestingly enough, when we were boarding our flights over this last weekend, along with the usual, you can't have this in the cabin, you can't have that, there was now a special mention on the recording. Galaxy Note 7s may not be in checked luggage. They may only be in your carry-on. They must be left off the entire time of flight. You can't turn them on. You can't charge them. That's how serious this thing was. Now, somebody sent me a video about how easy it is to hack the battery software. And their spin was that Samsung was actually the victim of a massive hack. And I don't agree with that theory because these lithium batteries have a terrible track record. They've been the cause of major, major problems with the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. But it does expose a serious potential problem with the growing Internet of Things, in which companies who are struggling with poor sales might actively hack and sabotage their competitors' products to gain market share and profits. And you thought planned obsolescence was bad. Now you're going to buy a product and that company's competitors are going to try and break it when you get it home so that you'll throw it away and say, I'm going to go to this other company's products. I mean, look at the trends we've seen in corporate thinking. That's a good reason to not have any kind of outside connection with any of your appliances, because it will happen. Companies will hire professional hackers. Go on out and find a way to wreck this entire line of products so that we can take over the marketplace. It's going to happen sooner or later. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. Now then, coming up on a commercial here real quick, Facebook, as you know, fired its human editors because they were biasing the trending news for political gain. They put in a software system, but for some reason, the Facebook's trending system is now trending fake news stories more than anything else. There's a problem in the system. We know about it, and we are working on it. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We will be back with a phone call after these few words.
This statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life, and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, do you remember earlier in the year when they were trying to get Donald Trump to drop out and let Ted Cruz be the GOP nominee, which would have handed the White House to Hillary Clinton because Ted Cruz cannot serve as president of the United States of America because of the Constitution. And there was a lawsuit filed out in California by a woman who supposedly had been a victim of Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein down at Epstein's Little Island. Now, we know Epstein was a real slime ball, but he was very, very rich, and he hung out with a lot of people. On a business level, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, one of the British princes. And this lawsuit generated a huge amount of headlines. Donald Trump sued for rape by anonymous complainant. And the case was tossed out of court in California because the address given for the plaintiff turned out to be a boarded up house. And the phone number given for the plaintiff turned out to be disconnected and had previously belonged to a dentist. So, never one to admit defeat when you're lying like that, they refiled the case in New Jersey, and it fell apart again because the court demanded the plaintiff be made available to the court. You can't just come on in and say, you know, I'm representing this person who can't show up and testify on her own behalf. So it failed there. Apparently the case has now been refiled in New York, and they demand a jury trial. And And the situation seems to be is they don't actually have a plaintiff. They're trying to create one as a legal fiction. Jane Doe has signed all the paperwork. Oh, yes, we have somebody who signed Jane Doe, therefore it must be real. They're just piling this stuff on. I think the plan here is they're going to bribe as many women as it takes to just flood Donald Trump with all these allegations of sexual impropriety. But you know something? It's self-defeating. Because like I said before, with Bill Clinton, it's always been a part of his character. He's always been groping and grabbing and kissing and everything. There's no surprise when somebody comes on out and says, we have a video of Bill Clinton groping a flight attendant. Yeah, big deal. It's about as newsworthy as saying there's going to be rain somewhere in the country today. But think about Donald Trump. He's been a billionaire surrounded by thousands of beautiful women all his life. And it wasn't until he became a threat to the Clinton machine that all of a sudden, oh, he's a racist. He's a sexual monster. And they're just laying it on with a trowel. But I think most people are going to realize that this kind of behavior doesn't just appear overnight. It stinks to high heaven. And at this point, the corporate media that's gone along with this stuff, they've literally bet their entire future. Because if Trump is able to overcome the election fraud next month, all of these established corporate media outlets are going to be destroyed. And they did it themselves. Trump doesn't have to do a thing. The American people are simply going to say, I'm not going to bother wasting my time with the New York Times or the Washington Post or Fox or CNN anymore. We're going to go on over to the internet. We're going to go to whatreallyhappened.com. We're going to go to Republic Broadcasting because we can get the truth there. I mean, they've gone so far overboard. There's no turning back now. And they're getting more and more desperate as we get closer to the election. All right, let's grab some phone calls here. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just to add to yet a caller talk about the hacking of the system itself, the voting system, the clip she'd be referring to, at least the one I know because I played it on my show, it's a long clip, but it's a Tallahassee computer programmer, under oath and telling you how the system is vulnerable and how he was told to build the system with a back door in it. So you can go online, just look at Tallahassee computer programmer about hacking into Diebold computer voting system.
We just put the video up on whatreallyhappened.com, which triggered another attack from the Tantrum Squad.
It's a scam. Hey, thanks again, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot there. We're going to switch over to Frank in London. Aloha, Frank. Well, actually, no, we're coming up on a commercial break. Frank, stay on the line. We're going to come back to you as soon as we finish this next commercial break. Here's an interesting story. Apparently, a student wrote software that has found a new minor planet beyond Pluto. Good for this kid. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently, Fox News is now saying that Hillary Clinton has finally responded to Judicial Watch's questions that she was compelled by the court to answer. And maybe that's the reason why Hillary's online goon squad is in the lather that they're in because of what's going on. They're clearly hitting the panic button. Apparently, there is a national radio host, Dana Loesch, who is telling her listeners, you should not read any of the WikiLeaks information because it was acquired illegally. And if you read it, then you are receiving stolen property and you could be in trouble. I mean, look how scared they are right now. I mean, they're back attacking my server yet again. They're absolutely in a blind panic. You can just smell the fear coming out of those people. All right, phone calls. Frank in London, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. Hi, Mike. I just want to talk about if you're aware that the British people, a significant number of British people, are behind Russia and supporting what Russia is doing in Syria because they're not stupid. They're well aware that the British government are lying to them, and these idiotic chest thumpers we have in the parliament talking about we should bomb or attack Russia. These people, they just entertainment value. That's all, nothing more.
Yeah, well, like I said, Boris Johnson called for a protest outside the Russian embassy. One person turned up, and it shows that the British people are not falling for the Russia bashing any more than anybody else. And apparently Boris just didn't realize he needed to hire a mob to show up the way Hillary Clinton's campaign does.
Oh, and just before I go, I thought Bill Clinton, his expression when Donald Trump mentioned his shenanigans with the 12-year-old girl, his face, he looked like a rabbit that got caught in the headlights, the way his face looked. I thought that was priceless.
Well, you know, I really do think that Donald Trump ought to have Danny Williams in the audience for the third debate. And again, he really turned that second debate around. I mean, the word we're getting is the Hillary campaign was all ready to start celebrating that they had destroyed him in the second debate. And yet, of course, he turned it around. He came out on top. Again, all of the polls not connected with the corporate media or the Hillary campaign showed Trump winning that second debate by a landslide. My understanding is Hillary literally threw all of her people on the campaign plane and ordered the pilot to take off so they could start serving liquor and get everybody drunk, because apparently the mood of the Hillary campaign was just absolutely vile. And I hope they didn't have any ashtrays on that aircraft, because Hillary loves to throw those things, and that's a bad idea at 30,000 feet.
Oh, well, now it's just damage limitation now. That's all they can go for, nothing else now. They've got nothing left.
Well, it's going to be an intense few weeks down to the election, but I'll tell you, if Hillary's online goon squad has their knickers this much in a twist over my website, something's about to break. And it could be this story where Hillary has just responded to Judicial Watch's questions. And, of course, they're going to be made public, and we're going to pull it all apart. We're going to compare it with all of this information coming out of these leaked emails, whether it's from DNC leaks or WikiLeaks or Anonymous or Guccifer 2.0. We're going to be looking at the facts here, and Hillary could be in trouble, and that certainly would justify them hitting the panic button to try and find some way to, if not shut down, at least make reaching the independent media so difficult most people will give up.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you. We're going to switch to Dave in Long Island. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing good.
I've been doing better, Mike, because I got the latest Windows 10 upgrade, and it totally destroyed my computer. Totally destroyed it. The hard drive is clicking and all this kind of stuff, so I don't even know if I can even get it working again. But they were very nice. They sent me the operating system in an email, and I was like, why should I do all this legwork to repair my computer when you just killed it?
Well, so that Bill Clinton could be the rich, Bill Gates could be the richest person on earth, and Paul Allen could buy himself another yacht. I mean, what do you expect them to spend money on quality control and verification of the product? Yeah, again, this goes back to the early days of the computer industry, where IBM and Apple lobbied the government for indemnification for product liability, because back then computers were a new and very fragile, delicate industry that had to be protected. Well, that's not the case anymore. This is an industry that's hugely wealthy, very powerful and influential. And more to the point, we have become dependent on these computer systems and the software to the point where the poor quality of the products is hampering our ability to compete with other countries. I mean, the stuff is so bad, Russia has now banned all Microsoft products, along with GMO. You know, it's just being more made in America junk that can't be relied on. And, you know, like I said, we tried Windows 10 here. I wanted to give it a fair shot. We literally wound up having to throw away the computer that we allowed to upgrade to Windows 10. And, you know,
well,
we can't afford
to throw
away computers,
mine.
By the way. You know, we're always coming up short here.
Mine. Yeah, I don't have money for that, but I got to throw away mine now. But you know what? I have my AT&T wireless account on my Android, so I had that as a backup. But guess what? They canceled my account because I was calling into certain radio stations too much. And That's American Telephone and Telegraph. Yeah, they decided that I'm not allowed to call. I have unlimited calling, but I'm not allowed. I can call somebody in Japan for 5 hours, but I can't call to certain radio shows, maybe even this one. But the other one I was calling into was one that you used to be on. They didn't like that, so they canceled
GCN.
My account. They canceled it, and they told me so.
Boy.
So,
yep.
In any case, I have a new terminology for them, and anybody who wants to censor the internet, who wants to stifle free speech, you know how you have the term rhino and dino, you know, Democrat in name only and Republican in name, which doesn't matter anymore. It's superfluous. It does, you know, why bother even saying that? But I have a new one. It's called American in name only, and the sound of it sounds just like they are. Ano. American in name only. That's for all the people who want to stifle free speech. They're all anos.
So okay, well, I like that. I really do like that a lot here.
American
and the only reason they're still maintaining this Republican versus Democrat illusion is to convince the American people that we still have some kind of a choice every election, but we don't. And a lot of the reason people are turning away from the establishment politicians and they're going to Donald Trump, and it's the same for both Republicans and Democrats. We have been through election after election after election where they're promising us certain things. They never, ever happen. Okay? And you know, I agree with that statement. Donald Trump is a giant middle finger by the American people toward the establishment. And the establishment is fighting for its life right now because they realize if we can get Trump past the election fraud into the White House, it's going to be the beginning of tearing down that oligarchy. And that's actually going to mean more work for us. We're going to have to work even harder to support Trump while he's doing this. If Trump wins the presidency, it does not signal that you can sit on the couch and wait for Trump to fix things, because he can't do it on his own. He's going to need all of our help, if for no other reason than to constantly call up our members of Congress and glare at them and say, you do what this guy tells you. You do what we, the people, tell you. Forget about Israel. Forget about Wall Street. You do what we tell you to do, or you are out your next election. And we're going to have to keep up the pressure. Okay? All right. I guess we lost Dave in Long Island. We're going to switch over to Charles in Columbia, Maryland. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Aloha, Mike. I'm slightly disappointed with alternative media. Seems to me it's becoming like the mainstream. Seems like everybody is singing the same tune. There's no real critical thought being given to this election. I mean, I don't like Hillary.
Wait a minute. First of all, we're not the alternative media. We're the independent media. Second of all, I think you're going to see a lot more critical analysis of what's going on with our government in the independent media than you're ever going to see in the corporate media. So I don't know where you're coming from with this.
Well, I mean, you guys, Donald Trump could literally take a dump in the middle of Times Square, and one of you guys would go and pick it up with your bare hands. And
Charles, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. I mean, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I mean, Hillary Clinton could drop live kittens into a blender, and the corporate media would say she's advocating for kitchen safety. It's obviously one of the paid shills out there on overtime. Well, you know, I guess it beats working at the local fast food place. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Nui Nui and all that.
Yes.
To be honest, Michael, this election is like watching a bunch of kids in the local bathroom playing with each other. It's ridiculous. Everybody on this planet is laughing at this American election.
Yes.
I'm serious. You know, to say that this, you know, that America is populated by the irrational masses of functional illiterates, I'm tending to agree with that, looking at the blogs and things that's happening on, in the American news media and even on the the independent news sites. It's ridiculous. And this nonsense with this missile attack on Yemen, I mean, we just can't believe a word the government says. Obviously, the Yemenis have attacked three Saudi vessels, which are similar, and they bought them from America anyway, and sunk two and so severely damaged one.
Yeah.
Do we honestly think they'd miss the American vessel? Absolutely not.
Of course they wouldn't. Of course they wouldn't. It was a false flag. You know, it's the Lusitania all over. It's Pearl Harbor all over. You know, at this point, every American has to develop the moral courage to stand up and say, this government is lying to us about everything. What are we going to do about it?
Well, just to confirm, I've been looking at the media in the UK. As far as this nonsense with going up against Russia over Syria with the RAF, people, 71%. Were absolutely opposed to it.
Yes.
And, you know, this is the sort of numbers that I think actually were achieved by the Brexit, i.e. let's get out, 71%. And they just fiddled those figures. These figures, I don't think they can fiddle, because I think it's even higher than 71%. People are well aware.
The people in Europe, okay, for them, the world wars are a real presence. You can, to this very day, you can go to certain places in France, Britain, Germany, and you can see the scars of those wars. For Americans, it's this abstract thing. The last actual war we had on our own soil was the Civil War, and most of that's been erased. There's a couple of nice memorials that still survive, and now they're erasing that. They're trying to erase the memory of the Confederacy and the Civil War. And so Americans have a very abstracted view of these wars. The World War I and World War II were fought well away from our country. And there were some ships that were sunk off the American coast by German submarines, but that's as close as it got, along with the Japanese experimental balloon bombs that started a forest fire up in Washington State. But we haven't had full-on frontline combat, you know, in this country, certainly not in the modern era with modern weapons. But the people in Europe, they know what it looks like. The older people there, they got to see the tail end of big mistake number two, and I'm sure they've passed that on to their children. I know that my family that served in World War II went to great pains to pass on to me what a terrible thing it was. And so all of a sudden, now that this potential war with Russia has moved away from being kind of abstract and political and Cold Warish, and now that they're talking about actual shooting, you're seeing people in Europe, they don't want to have anything to do with this thing. Certainly not for the great United States of America to once again impose its will on the rest of the planet. They don't want anything to do with that.
Well, I think the real problem is, and I don't think America understands that, you know, things like submarines with nuclear weapons on board are surrounding your coast. You know, this isn't going to be fought just in Europe. This is going to be planet-wide.
Of course it will be. With the ICBMs, I mean, the U.S. has abandoned the no-first-use doctrine. They're openly talking about starting a war with nuclear weapons.
Well, the thing is, if it starts with the nuclear weapons, the first thing that's going to happen is these Russian submarines off the East Coast, 30, 40 miles out, will launch theirs. Before you can react, Washington, D.C. will be vaporized.
Well, hang on. I want to back up here a little bit. I don't know that Russia actually has ballistic missile submarines that close to our country. I know they shut down the old SOSUS warning nets, but there are other systems of ocean surveillance, upgraded SIRTAS boats, and so forth and so on. I don't think Putin would be that crazy to send submarines off of our coast. That would be another provocation. And he doesn't need to. Their longest-range nuclear missiles can be launched from the pier side in Russia itself. They could launch from the docks and still hit the United States.
Well, what I'm talking about, for example, is this new Barsa submarine. I mean, even the Pentagon calls it the black hole because it's virtually impossible to detect.
Okay.
You know, so So these things are available, and America is just marching into this world war.
And we have all this junk weaponry. We have all this junk weaponry that hideously expensive to replace when we lose them, and we're going to lose them because they're not built very well.
Well, the thing is, even if they go conventional, before very long, you know, with the reliability of the F-22s and the F-16s not being that great, they'll soon be running out of conventional methods of defense and attack.
Yeah, I agree, and that's when they'll go to the nukes. John, I'm going to let you go here. We got a commercial break. We got one more caller we're going to take before the end of our program today. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we take this final phone call for the day here, a couple of stories are breaking. First of all, we are hearing that President Obama is going to be meeting with his senior military tomorrow to discuss Syria, meaning what they're going to decide is whether or not to do a full-on invasion. And if they do a full-on invasion, we can expect there's going to be some kind of a false flag so that you gullible American people will just go along with another war on another country and throw what's left of your money and the lives of your children into the combat zone, like the obedient little slaves you are all supposed to be. Okay? Now, the other story I wanted to put on out, this is just now coming out. It's turning out, or it's being rumored at this point, but people have been looking at how Paul Ryan has been interacting with Donald Trump all during this whole thing about, oh, he used a bad word about a woman and the rest of it. And there are now reports saying that Paul Ryan's advisor, Dan Senior, is behind all the leaks, that he was the one who leaked the Trump sex talk tape to the Washington Post. And like I told the Washington Post, I wish I had a paid subscription so I could cancel it. Let's go to the phones here. Mary in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just want to say how the media has lost really any trace of credibility. I used to watch all these news shows a long time ago, get 3 newspapers a day, read all the magazines until I saw the stories were kind of repetitive. And I wanted to say something else, too, and tell a little story, because I noticed, my grandchildren, they were in the trampoline in the spring, and they were all banning Trump. So people, I said, who talked to you about that? You know, people at school? Anyhow, I was with my the 7-year-old, he just turned 7, and in the pool this summer, and I mentioned to her, why are you saying stuff like that, you know? And I said, you know, if Hillary wins, this would be the end of America. And he said, do you have any proof of it? So I told him some proof of it. And then his mom came out and said, Mom, I'm voting for Hillary for Trump. And his mom said,
okay, we have a really, really bad phone connection. We have a really bad phone connection here. So I'm going to have to let you go. We're almost at the end of the show anyway. And so thank you very much for the phone call. A couple of quick program notes. The lovely Lady Claire will be with us in hour number 3 tomorrow. And also for those of you who are staying tuned for John Stadmiller's show, he has had, just like I had to take off the last 3 days, John has to be away today, and I'm going to be taking the microphone for the next 2 hours on his show as well. And the Tantrum Squad is back at it again. Something's about ready to break, and it's got to be really nasty. I've never seen them work this hard to try and take my site down. And that, to me, is very, very telling. Something's about to happen here. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. And, of course, I'm going to be back after the station identification for the John Stadmiller Show. So stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.